Dear Heavenly Father, as we look at your word together, may you illuminate to our hearts and our mind and our very soul what you want us to hear as individual Christians and as individual Christians who are part of a community of faith, the church, that we might be more like what you want us to be. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Jesus likens the kingdom of God and God to like this master who has three servants / slaves, and he's going out of town, and he's going to leave them some responsibilities. For it is like a man about to go out to a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To the one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, 1. Each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey. Immediately the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one who had received the 2 talents gained 2 more. But he who received the 1 went away, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, Master, you entrusted me with 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And also the one who received the 2 talents came up and said, Master, you entrusted me 2 talents to me. See, I have gained 2 more. And his master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one who had received the 1 talent came up and said, Master, I knew you were to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did scatter no seed. And I was afraid and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. But his master said to him, You wicked, lazy slave. You knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would receive my money back with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has more shall be given, and he who will have abundance. For the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness, and in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Dynamic Christians work to build God's kingdom with all their gifts. Dynamic Christians work to build God's kingdom with all their gifts. An interesting parable story of a master and his 3 slaves. Now, it's interesting, we get sometimes confused because talents was a measurement. You could have a talent of gold or a talent of silver, and we sometimes confuse that because the word talent is spelled the same way we have the word what? Talents. We have a talent. I have a talent. I was going to say have a talent to play an instrument. I don't. We heard people that do have a talent to play an instrument earlier. But we confuse that. It's a measurement. It could be a talent of barley, a talent of gold, a talent of silver. And he gave them 5 measures of something. We don't even know what it is. People speculated it was gold or silver. And it was valuable. And he gave to 1 5, to 1 2, and to 1 1. And the one that had 5 got 5 more while master was gone. And the one that had 2 got 2 more. We'll deal with the 3rd slave in a minute. And he was gone a long time, and when he came back, he did an accounting with the slaves, servants, slaves. We don't like the slave word much either. A high percentage of the population then were slaves. Teachers, a lot of the teachers were slaves. Many of the doctors were slaves. A lot of what we would call professional people today were slaves. And then you had the salt mine slaves who did not last long. Salt was used in barter, remember? It was used like money too. They did not last long. And the galley slaves for the Roman ships did not last long either. They died pretty quickly. And we forget that. It's very different from our culture. But he was gone a long time, came back, one that had 5 got 5 more, and one that had 2 got 2 more, and he said, Well done, my good and faithful slave. Enter into the joy of your master. And what he had entrusted to them, they were faithful in what they did with it. We as Christians, once we become Christians, we commit to giving God all that we are. Our time, our talents, our gifts, our money, quite frankly, even our life. All the disciples, with the exception of one, were martyred for the faith. And we commit, in fact, Paul calls us bondservants, which means slave, by the way, to Christ Jesus once we become believers. Had a lady in the church, it was 5 or 6 years ago, and she really knew the Bible quite well, and she loved children. And so she volunteered to work in children's ministry. And we have to do all this stuff now. We have to do background checks and you know, used to could do it just in the state of Georgia, but now I think we do have to do with 4 states or 5 states. The states that touch Georgia, we have to do background checks on them. And if they've lived here less than 5 years. And so we did all that stuff. So she was certified to be able to work with children. She started working with children. She really knew the Bible. And she noticed most of the kids were pretty high-tech savvy, but didn't know a lot of the old stories and a lot of the things we used to use with children. So she went old school on them, because they hadn't ever seen that. They hadn't seen all those things, little pop-ups and all this kind of stuff, for manger scenes and all kind of stuff. And she started teaching them, and they came on Wednesday nights, and they came back on Sunday nights, and she taught them different things and all this. And they learned that God loved them, and they started learning. And she was sort of sneaky about this. They started learning the Bible. She'd have them quote stuff, you know, and then she'd tell them, okay, this is the verse in the Bible where it is, because she'd have them learn it before they knew where it was. And it was a modern language. They weren't quoting King James, okay? They were quoting, if I quote something that I learned as a child, it'd be King James, because that's what we used then. I'm dating myself, I know, but my white hair already dates me. So she had them learning the Bible, and they loved it. And children aren't like adults. She said, why don't you invite your friend from maybe in the neighborhood or school to come to church? And they did it. They invited them, and they came. And they learned that God loved them, and they started learning Bible stories, and they learned about Jesus. And it was a wonderful growing ministry. I think she was using her gifts and talents to help build God's kingdom. She was a faithful slave of God. Her children were grown. She didn't have to do that. But it was the way she saw herself as serving God through His church to reach children that weren't already in church. She did a great job at it. That's what the slave that had 5 talents and the slave that had 2 talents did. And that's what we're challenged to do. Whatever God blessed us with, gifts, time, talents, abilities, we're to use them to help build God's kingdom. And if we're serious about the church, we're trying to work to build God's kingdom. The church is part of God's kingdom, but God's kingdom is bigger than the church. But we work to build God's kingdom, not our own. We work to build God's kingdom. But just as dynamic Christians work to build God's kingdom with all their gifts, dynamic Christians work in unison with the Holy Spirit to build God's kingdom. Dynamic Christians work in unison with the Holy Spirit to build God's kingdom. Now, I say this because if we're just doing it on our own ability, we're not really building God's kingdom. We might be building our kingdom. We might be become more popular. We might build up a bigger attendance. But if all we're doing it is with our own ability, we're not really focused on building God's kingdom. When we get in unison with the Holy Spirit, we work to build God's kingdom. And unfortunately, we, the church, sometimes act like this third slave. You know, we start saying, man, this is the big job. There's a lot of lost people out there. There's a lot of unchurched people. There's a lot of homeless people. There's a lot of hungry people. There's a lot of this, a lot of this. We can't do anything. God's given me these gifts and His talents, and He's given me the Holy Spirit, but I'm going to go dig a hole and bury it because I'm afraid I might fail. Or even worse, we say, well, I got these gifts and talents, but I'm going to circle the wagons. I'm going to take care of just what's inside the doors. We got some church members, and I'm just going to focus on them and their children and forget about the rest of the world. That, I believe, is when the church is acting like this third slave. They're digging a hole and burying it. We're not being in unison with God. We're not looking at His resources. We're not looking at His ability. We're not seeing all the things that God can empower us to do if we get in tune with Him. And we're not being the church triumphant when we circle the wagons and only focus on ourselves. We're the church triumphant when we get in tune with God and we bathe it in prayer. And get in tune with Him and say, God, what do You want us to do? And start dreaming dreams and seeing visions of what God wants done in our community through His church triumphant. And we get outside the walls and we do ministry with people we don't even know until we start doing ministry with them. And then we learn who they are. That's what God challenges the church to be. That's what we're supposed to do. To be the church triumphant, we get in unison with God through His Holy Spirit, and we are empowered by Him, and He is ahead of us, folks. You cannot get ahead of God. Now, you might get ahead of God's timing, but you're not going to get ahead of God, because wherever you go in His name, He's already there. And whatever He's blessed us with, we're supposed to use that to help build His kingdom. Not our kingdom, not our church, His church, and His church triumphant. That's what we, the church, are supposed to be. Think with me, if the first century church had circled the wagons, we wouldn't be here. When Jesus said, I'm going to send you to the outermost parts of the world in My namesake, guess where we are from Jerusalem? We're the outermost sides of the world. We're so U.S. focused, we think Jesus was the United States. He wasn't here, folks. He was in the Middle East saying that. Going to the ends of the world, where we're pretty much the ends of the world from the Middle East. Y'all look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. I know you got your little Google map on your phone and the screen. I can't stand those things. The screen on my phone, it's that big. And you touch it and it'll tell you where to go. I've got enough people to tell me where to go. I don't need my machine to tell me where to go. I want a map. I'm old school. I got a globe. Now, half those countries on my globe don't exist anymore because I got that globe when I was in high school. But I got a world globe. I still got it. Diana will probably throw it out after I bite the dust. But I still got it. And half those countries aren't there anymore. But we're supposed to have that global mentality. We're supposed to be the church triumphant. We don't look at the barriers. We look who empowers us. Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. He got His church from the Middle East to here. Why is it that we, the church, triumphant in today's day, can't go next door and find people to minister to? I don't get it. Instead of looking at our problems, we need to look at our opportunities and the one who empowers us, God. We have a great message, folks. A message that God loves you. That's our basic message to take to the world. God loves you. Now, He might not like what they're doing, but He loves them. He might not like what we're doing, but He loves us. God loves us in spite of ourselves. We sometimes forget that. We, the church, are redeemed because of the blood of the Lamb, not because of us. We're not better than people that aren't part of the church. We've just been redeemed. We've learned the story. And it's our story been entrusted to us as a servant of God, as a slave of God, to share the message of God's love to the world around us. And when we start doing that, we don't see problems, we see opportunities. We see new mission fields. Now we're involved in, y'all are involved in a Rwanda mission in Africa. Been doing it for 10 years. You've got the food bank you're a part of. You've got the med bank you're a part of. But there's all kinds of ministries that are needed in this community that we need to be involved in. Helping people in the name of Jesus Christ. And the people tell me, preacher, the budget can't afford to do that. If we do ministry, the money will come. I'm a firm believer in that. I live by faith every day. That's the only way a believer is supposed to live, is by faith. Because we know whose we are. If we're believers, we're owned by the Lord of the universe. And if something terrible happens and he calls me home, whew, that's going to be terrible, isn't it? Be at home in heaven. Y'all act like that's nothing good. I'm not in a hurry to get up there. Now, some of y'all probably would like to speed me up. But I'm not in a hurry to get there. But it's going to be wonderful when I get there. I get to see my parents, some of my siblings, and I'm going to see a whole lot of people I didn't know were going to be there. But that's okay. They're going to be surprised I'm there. And that's okay. But that's what we're about, being the church triumphant. Because I don't want to hear the words, you lazy, worthless servant, go outside where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. In case you missed that, that's hell. I know all that I want to know about hell. It's bad. I don't want to know anymore. We are the church triumphant when we get in unison with God through His Holy Spirit and work to build His kingdom. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us and care about us and want the very best for us. We're humble, Lord, that we can be the church triumphant when we get around your business and seeking your power and getting in tune with you and where you want us to do ministry. May we be that church triumphant in 2017 and 2018 here in Thomasville, Georgia. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.